Well, I'm doing something new. I've never done this before, used an iPad for my notes. And I think I can do it. I don't know. Somebody remembers my code. There it is. Well, we are talking about victory. When we talk about victory, we should be, you know, kind of victorious, kind of acting victorious. So enjoyed the presentation this morning from the ladies. Thank you so much. My dog, Lily, loves Moses. And when the children are upstairs, my dog comes to church with me sometimes. She likes to come here to pray. She does pray at home sometimes, but usually she comes here. And she hears the kids down the hallway. And she gets, I have to shut Marcia's door. She'll go right out and run down and see the kids. And, you know, and Ruthie will scream and Moses will laugh and we'll have a good time. And so thank you so much for that time that you spent. Isn't it great that we have a facility where we can, at this point in time, have three groups of believers meeting and praising Jesus? That's cool. That's a victory in itself in the day in which we live. Well, last week, we talked about, you guys remember? Beyond belief, victory that people said, wow, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe they ripped a hole in that guy's roof. I can't believe four men lowered him down. I can't believe Jesus forgave his sin. I can't, and he's walking. Wow. That's like one of those victories that you just say it's in your mind forever and ever and ever. Wow, do you remember that? Oh, do I ever? Today, we're going to John chapter 11, as Larry read, and thank you so much for reading that. And the victory, there, when we accept defeat, when we could have victory. You ever done it? I have. You don't do it as often as you used to do it, but I mean, when we were traveling before, you get tired, right? And I belong to a club, and Holiday Inn Express is one of those ones. I get points, and I get free nights, and blah, 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 all those things. And so I would always say, oh, honey, let's go until we find a Holiday Inn Express. And there's not one. And you stop at John's Flea Bags R Us, you know, and for $4 a night, you go in. Next morning, you get in your car, and you go around the curve, and what's there? Holiday Inn Express, right? You had that happen? You accepted defeat when right around the corner, there was what you really wanted. You know, and when you're traveling, when you're doing new things, that happens a lot, or can happen sometimes, as you're doing these things, and a place to eat. You know, a present for your wife. You know, I have a wonderful wife who has a birthday this month. And I can't tell you when. She doesn't like people to know that the 17th is her birthday and blah, blah, blah. You know, and so, you know, I don't know what to get her. You know, and I'll probably stop and the next thing I see will be what, but we do it. It's just one of those things we do, but we do it many times in this spiritual life that we have. We accept less than what Jesus might have for us. And this is the situation that we're reading about today because Jesus, well, let me read you, go back a little bit into chapter 11. Let's go I'm not going to read it all, but in the verse 1 and 2, it says, now a certain man was ill. Well, I would suppose there were many men that were ill, but oh, hold on, Lazarus, Mary and Martha's brother. Well, this is the guy Jesus knew. This is the guy Jesus loved. And so they sent a message to Jesus. And they said, hey, Jesus, Lazarus is sick. And maybe he's got COVID-19. And they didn't have ventilators back then. You know, and we don't know what it was, but he was sick and he died. That's the gist of what happens in the first few verses. He's sick and he dies. Well, now we'll pray and we'll go home. If you have your little sheet here, I want to just go over a couple things here. Who are we talking about today? Well, we're really talking about Lazarus. He is going to be the main center point of what we're talking about, but because we're talking about him, we're talking about Mary, we're talking about Martha, we're talking about the crowds of people that came, and we're talking about Jesus. And we can't have a message without talking about Jesus. And so, what was the request that was made? The request that was made was, Jesus, will you come? Your friend is sick. You know, and you'll come sit by his bed, you know, and come and be with him. And was that a reasonable request? Well, certainly it was. Why was it reasonable? Because that's what Jesus was doing. He was teaching and he was healing. His ministry had begun and it was in full, you know, just, it was going. And he would go and he would heal and he would teach and he would cast out demons, and he was doing this. And just before this happened, he was going to get stoned, wasn't he? Chapter 10. The Jews were going to pick up stones, and he came onto his own, and man, they threw rocks at him. I want to kind of go back to that verse in chapter 10 just to let you know. Don't expect just because that you're the people that you know and you like are going to want and agree and love everything you do. Probably not. Sometimes when you take a stand for Jesus, there'll be those people that you think would stand with you that shrink into the background. They kind of disappear. You know, there's that the picture of the boys. You know, the little boys are really cool, about 10, 11 years old, because they can conquer anything. And they walk like this. They swagger like this. They have their arms that move, you know, kind of like the Lowry guy. You know, he does that a little bit. And they get into a group, and they'll confront a bully. And yeah, we'll take you, bully, you know, like this. And then the guy that's in the front will look, and all of his friends are gone. And the bully will clean his clock. Sometimes you feel like that, don't you? But where are the ones that say they love Jesus that want to stand beside me? Where are the ones that are my friends? And Jesus, boy, it's just people forsake him. They were going to stone him when he was teaching. So here we are after that fact, and we have the death of Lazarus, and I knew that was going to happen. See, I can't use this yet. I don't know how. Oh, now we can. Okay, they ask him to come. What was Jesus' response? Oh, let me see. Jesus loved Martha. I'm in verse 5. And his sister and Lazarus. So when he heard Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer. Now that doesn't seem to even read right, does it? I mean, I thought it was going to say, I thought the Holy Spirit was going to say, John, pen this. When Jesus heard that Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, was sick, he arose quickly and went. Didn't do it, did he? He stayed 2 days. The request was reasonable. Lazarus was sick. Jesus heals. And he stayed 2 days. Why? So God would be glorified. See, we accept things in our lives before God is glorified sometimes. Wow, ooh, glad that's done. Well, it's not done. Oh, really? Really, God, do you want me to do more? Really, is there something else that I need to do? Yeah, there is, so that God will be glorified. And so we have the last question. Had Mary and Martha accepted the death of Lazarus? Yes, they had. How do we know that? Because the funeral was set. The burial had been done. The mourners were there. He is dead. Had they, in their mind, heard after 2 days that Jesus was coming, and they thought, Jesus is coming, he can raise Lazarus. Let's leave him here on the couch. They would have, wouldn't you? If someone that you loved was sick and they were dying, and you knew that God was going to raise them or could raise them from the dead, you wouldn't bury them, would you? I wouldn't. Maybe it's just my mentality about this, but they accepted that he was dead. Jesus was his friend, you know, and people die. Lazarus died again, by the way. You know, and so that was something, and they accepted it. That is why this story is so exciting when Jesus, you know, the party's always a lot better when Jesus gets there. When Jesus is in the house, when you as a Christian go somewhere, everything should change. Boy, it should become exciting. There should be things going on. You know why? Because you're there. Jesus is within you and Jesus is in the house. So now let's go to verse 17. We're backed up just a little. All right. Backed up a little bit from where we read this morning, but it says in verse 17. Oh, that's in chapter 12. We want to be in chapter 11. It says here, now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. And what else do we need to know? Well, we need to know and we need to see the reaction of the pastor as he folds up his iPad, gets out his notes. They never change. Okay, there we are. Phew. I'll work on that. The reaction of Mary, the reaction of Martha, the reaction of the crowd, and then the reaction of Jesus themselves. Okay, the reaction of Mary. Verse 22 says this. Remember, Jesus got there. Lazarus is dead. He's in the tomb. Been there 4 days. But even now, this is Mary talking, Martha talking, excuse me. Even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Huh. And before that, in verse 21, she said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. So we see that the reaction of Mary was one of, Jesus, why, you could have healed him. You could have. It could have happened if you'd been here then. But she's accepted now that Lazarus is dead. But here is a wonderful, wonderful, this part from verses 21 down to through 27 is when Jesus explains to her, and I'm not going to read it all, but he is what? The resurrection and the life. And he's telling her, Martha, Martha, Martha. I go into the office sometimes when Marcia's there, and the old, what that family, and Marcia, 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 and she starts laughing. But Jesus said, Martha, 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 don't you know? This is who I am. And he pronounces it, I am the resurrection and I am the life. What's that mean? That means that Jesus can do anything. He is life. He can resurrect people, and he will be resurrected himself. And she says in verse 27, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. She accepted it. She, like you have, if you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you've accepted that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the light. He is the resurrection and the life. Then Mary. Mary, Martha goes and gets Mary and says, go see Jesus. And she goes to and met him. And Mary went quickly. I'm in verse 31. When the Jews who were with her were in the house consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep. Now, when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell on at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Same thing. Same reaction as Martha that Mary had. Both of them knew who Jesus was and what he could do. They believed that. Now we see in the next verse, verse 33, in verse 33, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. What was the crowd doing? Weeping? Were they weeping because they were sad? Maybe some of them. Back in that day, you know, a funeral lasted forever. Days and days and days. And they would have to hire mourners. Not everybody could be there the whole time. And they would hire mourners that would come and they would, and I'm going to give you a little Greek lesson here today. They would, K-L-A-I-O. It's pronounced Klio. They would weep loudly. They would mourn. Oh, he's gone. Oh, poor Lazarus. They'd be crying it out. And so we have in verse 33, weeping was the crying out, and the K-L-A-I-O, that kind of weeping. And now we have in verse 35, something that most of us, or many of you now, you've had good teachers, so you know this. The shortest verse in the Bible is, anybody know it? First Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Because in the Greek, the word for weep here, is E-M-B-R-I-M-A-O-M-A-I. It's longer than the Greek in 1 Thessalonians. So, but you can keep saying John 11 if you want to. But you see, this is a different weep, isn't it? Jesus is weeping a different weep. Jesus is weeping. This word means anger and being indignant. He was upset. It said he was troubled. Why? He was troubled by their unbelief. Jesus wasn't weeping for Lazarus here. Why wasn't Jesus weeping for Lazarus altogether? Why? He's going to live in just a few moments here. No reason to weep for Lazarus. And that isn't Jesus. So if you ever thought, a Sunday school teacher might have said to you years ago, and Jesus was, he said he was troubled. He was indignant. There was a lack of, this is the same thing we saw in Luke when Jesus was going into Jerusalem and he saw the city and he wept. The same word was used there. He was, oh, the disbelief. Why don't they believe? Don't they see me? Haven't they watched me? Don't they know the prophecies? Don't, you know, and many of you now know that one of the groups that I love to witness to is the Jewish folks. In Isaiah 53, a great book that I've read on that has helped me in my, but you know, haven't they seen what's supposed to come? Aren't they watching? Aren't they caring? And so Jesus at this point is saying, oh my, the disbelief. So we have this. We've got the situation. We've got the reaction of Mary, Martha, the crowd, Jesus. And there they are, and they're already accepting the death and the burial. You know, the little guy with the chisel, he's there and he's chiseled the date. He's almost got the date in, you know, but he hasn't got, no, he might, I don't know. And Jesus does this. The last part, Lazarus has victory over death. Let me read you this, verses 43 and 44 of this chapter. And when he had said these things, we'll back up just a little bit. Jesus had gone and said, take the stone away. And they all said, oh no, it's been 4 days. It's hot here. It's arid here. He's going to smell. And Mary said he hadn't taken a shower before he died. He smelled before he died. It's okay. Open it up. No, she didn't say that. But they went. They took the stone away. And then Jesus called and in verse 43, and he said these things. He cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The man who had been dead came out. Hold on. Shouldn't it be more grandiose here? Shouldn't there be the Holy Spirit saying, and then a light shone, and the man came forward, bouncing because he was all tied up, out. No, he said the man came out. The work of Christ was done because Jesus said it. How many things does Jesus say within the Word of God that we just kind of don't believe? That we kind of hesitate, you know. When I received Christ, I, like all of you that have received Christ, was given the Holy Spirit. But I grew up in a church that didn't talk about that. Shh, don't talk about the Holy Spirit too much. They might think we're Pentecostal. My dad was at a wonderful, wonderful gospel thing. I think it was the Gaithers or somebody, I don't know, Booth, somebody was saying, and my dad, great old guy, wonderful Christian man, he and my mother had passed, he'd remarried, he was standing like this. And I mean, the music was really going good. Oh, it was wonderful. The people were, and my dad's doing this. And I could just see him fidgeting. I said, Dad, what's wrong? He said, I know, I want to raise my hands, but I'm Baptist. You know, and because he wanted to praise Jesus. Sometimes we stop short, don't we, praising Jesus? Because, and we don't allow, and I was like my dad, I didn't allow the Spirit to control my life for a long time. He was there. I knew he was because the Bible said he was. But then I saw that I could live by him daily. And I watched him work other folks' lives. And so as we have this victory in Lazarus' life, in his life, he's dead. Jesus just says, come out, Lazarus. And he comes out. I believe that if we begin to make an application to our lives, got to do that. Yeah, I got to do that. What does that mean? What's our situation? How do we react to that situation ourselves, within our own self? And then how do we have a joy, a victory complete when we ask Christ to do the work in us? Many of us have known folks that have passed away and died of cancer or other diseases. And we've gone to the bedside, went to the bedside of my mother, and I know that Dana talked when his mother passed. My mom was only in her 60s. And I just, well, she has cancer, she's going to die. And she did. I've watched folks pray knowing God can heal for people like that, and they passed away and gone to heaven and been completely healed. And then I've watched those folks that have had prayed and had God heal someone or do something. Wow. Why the difference? What makes the difference? Glorify God. Why did Jesus say he was going to do this? To glorify God. Why does Jesus work in our lives? Only to glorify God, not to glorify you or me. I received a telephone call yesterday. Good friend of mine from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. He was the commissioner of the International Bridge. He's since retired. Had been his birthday. I'd called him a few days earlier and said, Phil, happy birthday. He wasn't there. I left the message. He called me. He said, Arch, you don't know this, but my son was killed. Tragic automobile accident. And I began to weep because I know Phil. I know his son. And I said, oh, Phil, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. He said, let me tell you the whole story. I said, well, tell me the story, Phil. He said, the tragic accident. They found some things in his car. His son had been a drug addict. Oh, man. And he turned to Christ. And the Holy Spirit had just turned him around. He was living a fantastic life for Jesus Christ. And in his pockets, they found Bible verses. And they found things that he was doing. He was living for Jesus. End of story. Good story, right? No, the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey would say. Phil told me, he said, Arch, this has given me a victory in my life because now I am taking every opportunity I can to talk about Jesus. Wow. You mean there are going to be men and women in heaven because of the death of Phil's son, tragic automobile accident, because his father then began to testify more about Jesus and more people heard and this person accepted Christ? Yeah. Wow, how about that? Here's what I would like us to do. I'm going to close with this. I would like us to share victories. If you, I keep looking at Jeff because he's so handsome. You know, no, I don't lie. I don't know why. Maybe it's the beard, but maybe she's sitting right there. But let's say that Jeff was a, you have a coach? Well, he coaches music. He's coached. And he won not the state championship, not the United States championship. He won the world championship. Can you imagine that? I can't think he would, but he might. Let's say he did, you know. And the next day he came back and he went downtown to East 9 East to have coffee. And I sat down. I said, how's it going, Jeff? He said, well, fine. Nah, he wouldn't, would he? Of course he would. He said, man, Arch, you know what happened? We won the world championship. He'd start singing that because he's the music guy. We are the champions. We don't do that, folks. We do not champion the cause. We don't. I don't as I should. Oh, I don't as I should. You know, and so whatever our situation, we're responsible for our reaction. We can say yes or no to Jesus anytime. I want you to, I'm not going there. I'm sitting at Moody, and I'm here listening to a missionary, and it wasn't Wycliffe, it was another one. But and this lady, true story, was talking about she was a missionary, and when she was going to Moody years before I was there, her mother told her, you are not going to the mission field. If you go, it will be over my dead body. She accepted the call to the mission field, and a week later her mom died. And she went. God was glorified in what? The death of the mother so the daughter could go. The daughter was going to be obedient to her mom. So I don't know today what's going on in your lives. And some of you may be on that mountaintop. You might have just had a great victory. You know what? Let's share email, phone. Share your victories. I don't think that Lazarus, Mary, and Martha were quiet about this one or the crowd that was there. And so because he lives, well, we sang that anyway. The music guys are really going to get to find out that I changed everything. That wasn't anything I said we were going to do. And we did it anyway. I would like you to, first of all, I don't know who's here. And I've talked to many of you. And I know that most of you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. What kind of minister of the gospel would I be if I didn't make sure that was clear when I spoke? The Jesus Christ that we talked about earlier, who died and rose again from the dead, is our only way of salvation, our only way that we ever can partake of heaven. If you're not sure today that that's where you're living, then come and talk to me or Larry or someone afterwards, and we can certainly direct you to the Christ of salvation. If you're here this morning and you're struggling and you say, Pastor, there's something going on. I can't have I'm not getting the victory. Satan's in the way. This is in the way. Oh, man, talk with me. We can pray about it together. Maybe someone has some insight that can help. We're not in this alone. We're the body of Christ. We're not the individuals of Christ. So stand with me. Would you come, Jeff? Let's just do one verse of Amazing Grace as our benediction. This will be our benediction. So stand, I'll pray, and then we'll sing that, and you're dismissed as we end. Let me pray, and then we'll sing, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you that victory through Jesus can be won when we trust you, when we look to you. And victory's not always what we perceive it, but what brings glory to God. For this group that's here today, Lord, I thank you. I praise you for them. I pray now as we go that you would just take us, Lord, and help us to look for those ways to have exceedingly great victory every day as we talk and walk with you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. God go with you and bless you and keep you because he loves you. You're dismissed.